What up, Physics 180A? This is Melissa.
This is Charlene.
CJ.
And Erica.
And we are the Bodacious Babes.
Man, I'm so glad we ditched physics today and went to the beach.
Yeah, for sure. So much better than physics. Gosh.
I know, the weather's been so nice lately. Man, Did you guys see what I see? That cute boy in a Speedo over
there? Yeah, he's hot. Hey. Okay, so since we're on the subject, why do physicists think physics is the fundamental science?
Well, we all know from Tony's wonderful website that scientists today are actually kind of like technicians. Scientists are thought to discover things, but they're really just studying within the laws of nature that we already know, just like how technicians apply the knowledge they already have today, and scientists needed something to start from. So physics had to come first. We know that. That's why it's got to be a fundamental science.
Well, another thing, physicists are scientists, but they go beyond the laws of nature to study the phenomenon of the universe.
Physicists think they're the fundamental science because you can't be confined by what is already known.
Man, I was also thinking, physics deals with problem solving about our universe rather than applying knowledge within the laws of nature that we already abide by.
Hey Melissa, how do you think problem solving will relate to our future as physical therapists?
Well, Erica, I know as physical therapists, we'll have to deal with the time frame of healing a patient's injury or condition. To fulfill this time frame efficiently and quickly, the initial evaluation of the patient is a problem-solving process in itself, and a tongue twister. We'll have to learn that the injury and the surgery was specifically, and what they do in their daily lives that either irritate this or what feels okay.
Well, I think the next step is the plan of action to strengthen and fix the area. We will need to have superior knowledge of how much weight the patient can work out with, how much work they can do with the same weight, and alternate exercises and what therapy to apply to help heal them rather than hurt them more.
No, stop.
Hey guys, how's the tanning going? Well, when me and Melissa were in the water, we were talking about how problem solving relates to our cool profession of physical therapists. What about you lazy tanning bums? What do you guys think?
Well, since Charlene and I are both bio majors, which is the study of, like, life pretty much, we'll have to use problem solving in our lives for, like, the rest of our lives probably. Like, looking at that guy, that hot guy over there. Mm-hmm.
I'd study him.
We have to study his body. No, I'm just kidding. But on a serious note, we have to have a systematic way of approaching problems and understand what we're looking for. So a problem-solving method is really good in our field.
I really think it's, like, essential. I mean, being here at the beach kind of reminds me of my emphasis, marine bio, and that's why I'm so glad I'm here with you guys right now. And to study and do research, I'm going to have, like, a systematic approach, like what CJ is referring to. That'll just help me figure out a claim, and it'll help me solve problems. Man, it's sure bright outside right now. Man, what about all those bad UV rays right now?
Okay, anyway, speaking of the sky, the other day Tony asked me how the Big Bang Theory relates to the 20th century postmodernist thought. What the hell is postmodernist thought?
Yo, check this, guys. Postmodernist thought is a different way of thinking. It's a different view on things that may be inexplicable. It's kind of like diagramming and depicting something that happened in the universe over a long period of time that no one really has the answer to. It's kind of like using quantum physics and imagination to go beyond what we know to try and solve tough riddles of life.
Oh, that makes sense.
Duh. Oh, so that's how it relates to the Big Bang Theory, because the Big Bang Theory says that something came from nothing. But if nothing was there first, how could something come from it, let alone lead to us humans? There's always things we don't know, but in the Big Bang Theory, we use the laws of science, time and space that we know today to fill in the blanks of how humans and the universe were created.
Oh, so now I understand. Postmodern thought relates to this theory because they tolerate orderly disorder and the impossibility of having formal closure in their explanations. Both of them use quantum physics and their imaginations to go beyond what we know to try and solve tough riddles of life.
Dang, guys, it is so hot out here. My mind is, like, burning. But speaking of thinking, like, seriously, what are critical thinking skills? All our teachers make us do it. What is it?
I think basically critical thinking is a choice about the topic rather than just memorizing it or reading over the material. It's like a series of thoughts. We first have the observation of what we're reading, and then we establish the facts or lack thereof. Then we use those to test the validity of the inferences made, And then we can turn those into assumptions about the reading and form opinions about it.
So opinions obviously lead to arguments because everyone has a conflict of opinion. And then from there, we can use critical analysts when we go through and challenge the observations, facts, inferences, maybe assumptions, other opinions that we disagree with, and arguments of those who we are analyzing. Through the process of creating our own thoughts and arguments, then reevaluating the process of others, critical thinking teaches us so much. I mean, honestly, it teaches us to know the difference between reliable and unreliable facts and observations. This helps us, like, determine what's good, what's legit, and what's not, and how to be persistent enough to observe objectively and how to collect factually evidence for ourselves.
Critical thinking teaches us how to see patterns or relationships in what we observe and to assume things with caution. We learn how to form opinions as well as keeping an open mind, and it teaches us how to create arguments to continue scholarly debates rather than thinking our argument is the only correct one.
Dang, guys, it sure got windy out here. Charlene, there goes your hat. It just blew away. Bloom's taxonomy. I remember reading that in Tony's class. Well, let me tell you what it is. Bloom's taxonomy displays the kinds of thinking we do in a form of the simplest and the bottom of the pyramid to the most critical or difficult at the top of the pyramid. There are 6 parts to this taxonomy. 1 being knowledge, 2 comprehension, application, analysis, synthesize, and the final step, evaluation.
Yeah, so to use an example, we'll use an ice cream truck maybe. The first step is knowledge, so when you hear the echo of a happy ringing coming around your street, you immediately know this is the ice cream man. You knew it was the ice cream man or the ice cream truck coming around because it always plays the same music.
Damn, I want an ice cream now.
Oh. Ooh, ice cream sounds so good.
So I think the next step on it was comprehension. And I know the next step of me seeing an ice cream truck would be running down the street with a huge smile on my face because I knew that I was going to have ice cream soon. This is comprehending the noise and connecting it to the location from where it's coming from and knowing that I'd be happy because ice cream's in the future, kind of like meaning with the sounds.
Man, if I were you running towards that ice cream truck, I would want to know what flavor I wanted. So that'd be application. I'd be looking at all the different flavors, wondering which one I'd want to eat. Trying to decide which one would be the best. I'm thinking here I would practice the flavors of each ice cream in my head and choose which one that would obviously be the most tasty and best rewarding.
Now the 4th step would be analysis. Now I have my hand on that brand new red cherry popsicle and I'm walking back down my street contently. And I consider each lick, tasting all the flavors. Yummy.
So the 5th step is to synthesize. Now we all know that this new cherry popsicle rocks. And we know for the future that we will get this more often, even more than the usual drumstick. I don't really like chocolate, so I rather have cherry. This synthesis of information allowed us to come to a decision on an experiment and to plan and prepare for the future.
All right, so after I finish my popsicle and I'm walking back down the street, probably to run into you guys again, I'd be like, oh, ladies, bodacious babes, I just had the best popsicle in the entire world. Here, it was evaluation, the last step. I evaluated the situation and decided to support my choice, defend it against others, and even recommend it because I'm so satisfied with my arguments and they're valid after trying one myself.
And you didn't even bring us one.
Yeah, I know. Where's our popsicle?
Where's our popsicle?
It was that good.
I guess these ideas allow us to create our own values and meanings based on our own experiences from the information that's put in front of us. It'll help us learn from the information and then let us evaluate on our own. Evaluate it from our own perspectives. We'll determine whether we trust it or believe it or not, and then also think of how we feel about it. Well, since we're all ladies in this male-dominated field that has to do with science, how is problem-solving method used in science dependent upon critical thinking skills?
Well, to answer your question, Charlene, I was thinking that the validity is probably one of the most important aspects of science that we need to analyze.
Yeah, we can't just make up an answer to a problem or phenomenon because we feel like it sounds good. It must be valid, and the inferences must make sense from the observations.
Plus, we'll be out there in the field with many other women scientists and male scientists, so we have to be open to take criticisms from other people's observations and assumptions. And hopefully the methods that we used will give us the evidence to back up our facts and rebuttal correctly.
Man, enough about physics. My observations are those hotties in the water over there.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies, I think the solution to our problems is to get in the water and meet those guys.
Yeah, I agree.